Nolte, Disney will expose your kids to drag queens but not Snow White's dwarves. By John Nolte on June 23, 2023. The ongoing reputational and financial collapse of the Walt Disney Company is more entertaining than anything this cabal of groomers has produced in over a decade. On Thursday, Disney's stock closed way down at $88. For context, in March 2021, Disney's stock was worth nearly $200. Oh, and Wall Street is losing confidence in a big way. Gee, what happened between March 2021 and Thursday? Well, the company's movies are bombing, and the streaming service is a black hole inhaling billions. But why is that happening? Easy answer. Disney went pure woke and did so in such a depraved way it led the company straight into grooming with the open sexualization of toddlers. The Disney staff's obvious addiction to the sexual fetishes and perversions that come with the most insidious forms of identity politics has so consumed the company it lost its creative mojo. Star Wars sucks. Marvel sucks. Pixar sucks. The latest chapter of Indiana Jones is somehow earning reviews worse than the previous chapter. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal suck. But, hey, this is what happens to great characters, franchises, and creators when all of their energies are consumed by an agenda instead of telling a great story. Pile on top of that the burning, grotesque desire to use your product to destroy the innocence of children in the hopes of creating a population of easily exploitable young people, and creativity has no hope. Think of how morally broken Disney is when you realize this. Disney will happily and eagerly expose toddlers to all kinds of sexual perversions, including transsexuals, transvestites, and non-binary freaks. Worse still, Disney will eagerly expose your child to the worst kind of pervert out there, drag queens. Men who dress as excessively sexualized women and want to parade around in front of young children are straight-up degenerates. But Disney loves those degenerates even as it draws the line at dwarves. Next year, Disney will release a live-action remake of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Only it will be called Snow White. Why? Because there will be no dwarves. Why? Because as soon as the live-action Snow White remake was announced, a dwarf named Peter Dinklage started whining. The result? Disney axed the dwarves, and seven little people or midgets or whatever the woke Reich has ordered us to call them this year are now out of a job. Methinks Dinklage played the identity politics card to ensure he continued capturing that market. If you're casting a dwarf, you cast Dinklage. That's a pretty sweet monopoly he's got going. And what better way to hold on to that monopoly than to stop other people of his size from entering the spotlight? So, Disney listened to Dinklage. Disney didn't want to hurt his feelings. But listen to parents? Oh, heavens no. Listen to normal and decent people? Never. Not even as the stock price plummets. Not even as the movies bomb bomb bomb. Not even as the streaming service loses billions. Bottom line. That is just how badly Disney wants to have sex with your children. And anyone who does not believe that is the ultimate goal of this movement is an idiot. I have no problem with drag queen shows involving adults. Live and let live. Just leave the children alone.